Deconstructing the Colosseum, teaching the Christian worldview, including how the civil government has no God-given right to operate a school system. Oftentimes, I encounter individuals who say that we need prayer back in civil government schools, and I disagree with this assertion. This is because it assumes a false premise, which is that civil government schools should even exist. The civil government school system must be abolished, since God never gave humans the right to advance Christianity or humanism via force. When I engage individuals on the issue of prayer in civil government schools, they often think my being a lawyer qualifies me as some type of expert on the issues surrounding prayer in civil government schools. My being a lawyer has very little to do with my approach to civil government school system abolition. That is, the way we will abolish the civil government school system is by teaching that Scripture shows us that God designated mothers and fathers as a child's primary teacher. This isn't a legal argument. It's a biblical argument. It's not my being a lawyer that is relevant to knowing about prayer in school. It's my being a tutor that is relevant to knowing about prayer in school. This is because in my classes, we talk about Jesus all the time. We pray in His name. We talk about Him being the source of knowledge, and we talk about Jesus being the source of apologetics. We talk about John 1 all the time. Everything I teach is anchored to Jesus. We already have prayer in schools. If you don't understand what I just said, then humanists have brainwashed you into thinking that the word school is synonymous with civil government school. If you want prayer in school, you can have it tomorrow. Just remove your child from the civil government school system, and there you are. My name is Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.